As part of the centennial celebration at the University of Texas at El Paso, KTEP presents Minor Minutes. Today is day 41 in the countdown to UTEP centennial year.
The Centennial Museum on the UTEP campus is currently serving as the official welcome center for the UTEP centennial celebration. But despite what its name may imply, the museum is not celebrating its centennial.
The museum was constructed in 1936 to celebrate the 100th anniversary, the centennial of Texas independence. It's the oldest museum in El Paso.
When funds became available for the construction of the museum, the argument over its location became a cause for a controversy. The museum almost found its home downtown as part of the library and as part of the McGoffin House.
The campus of the Texas College of Mines was ultimately chosen because the college was better able to maintain the facility.
The Centennial Museum reflects the Bhutanese architectural style of the other buildings on campus, but it was the first building at UTEP to feature an exposed stone exterior. It should have had a stucco exterior, but budget problems caused those plans to be scrapped.
During the centennial celebration, the museum is hosting a permanent exhibit on UTEP's history, rotating exhibits on university-related topics, a centennial photo contest, walking tours of the campus, and much more.
To learn more about the centennial celebration at UTEP, visit UTEP100years.com. That's UTEP numerals 100years.com. With today's Minor Minute, I'm Luis Sainz.
And I'm Norma Martinez.